requires me to reapportion the Alaska legislature following the population guidelines of the 1970 United States Census. This reapportionment machinery will be set in motion as quickly as possible following receipt of the official report from the Bureau of the Census as required by the Alaska's Constitution. In the recent election, the voters of the state of Alaska voted to hold a constitutional convention. Until and unless a court holds otherwise, it is my view that the people have spoken. I shall propose legislation for your consideration, setting out standards and procedures for the call of such a convention. A method of apportioning for the membership of that convention in keeping with constitutional standards will also be submitted to you. A new constitutional convention should have the benefit, within the limits of time available, of adequate advisory and consultation sources. In the legislation, I shall suggest the establishment of a group to undertake the planning of the convention and with the power to authorize necessary background studies on state constitutional issues. I shall propose legislation requiring full reporting of campaign expenditures in all elections and providing procedures for establishing maximum limitations on campaign expenditures. The requirements of voter education should be assisted by the state through provision for public educational programs and expanded voter information. In addition, legislation will be submitted establishing a procedure for financial reporting by all state officers, both legislative and executive, so that public decisions will not be tainted by the suspicion of conflict of interest. Selected prohibitions will be laid down for private investment by public officers. No segment of our society has been more skeptical of that society's aspirations to democracy than the youth of our country. Institutional structures work in practice against youthful participation in the affairs of government. Mechanisms must be designed to encourage expanded participation by the youth of our state in the decision-making processes of government. I shall submit to you legislation providing a procedure for the systematic selection of able young people for service on state boards and commissions. In addition, I shall ask you to fund a program engaging younger people in governmental service, one each on a year's basis annually in the office of the governor, and as special assistance to every commissioner in the state cabinet. A youth conservation corps can be another significant institution in harnessing the energy of and providing constructive work experience opportunity for our youth. Great care should be taken in the design of such a program to assure that it is coordinated with all the needs of park and recreational development, that it teaches useful skills and benefits from maximum federal financial participation as well as financial participation by the state of Alaska. The legislature as well as the executive must closely examine the sufficiency of planning and advisory support before putting such a program into effect. It might very well be that in this case, in the best interest in ultimately assuring the program's success, not to contemplate enactment of the legislation until the 1972 session. This, of course, will be a judgment that you must make. We will be submitting a series of measures which I believe will advance the capabilities of the state for coordinated state economic planning and inflation control. A long-term state capital improvement program will be developed as a state economic planning tool. Proposals for a state antitrust measure have been considered by many legislative sessions. The time has come to adopt this vital missing element in the range of inflationary controls which protect the ordinary consumer. Consumers' protection functions in the State Department of Commerce will be strengthened, and a full-time advisor on consumer affairs will be established. Funding will be required in support of a vigorous program of intervention before public regulatory bodies which control the rates of public utilities and carriers. I will advance a number of proposals also for the strengthening of human resource development. The senior citizens of Alaska should not be neglected. I will submit legislation granting me the authority to engage a team of professional actuaries to research all aspects of bolstering the income of Alaskans reaching normal retirement age and living in Alaska. An important aspect of the resulting report will provide recommendations on the feasibility of various approaches in attempting to resolve the existing problems faced by people on fixed incomes, yet confronted by constantly rising living costs. State employees should be protected from the hardships of economic dislocation through inclusion in the Employment Security Program. The legislature should give careful consideration to the pay raise plan just submitted in the annual salary survey that the legislature ordered. There are many more items of legislation which you may rightfully consider to be of importance, but which, in the interests of time, are not referred to today. This message presents the highlights of the proposals which I will send down for your consideration. In due course, you will receive the specific legislative proposals for those features of my program which require legislative action. I am aware that many of you have done extensive research on proposals and programs which are similar to some of those to which I have just referred. Your views on these matters will be studied and respected in the shaping of our proposals. I hope you will give me the same consideration to my views as you consider our legislative proposals in your own deliberations. We are now engaged in a shared task on behalf of all Alaskans. The people have entrusted to us, in our separate but complementary roles of elective office, the responsibility of conducting the business and affairs of our great state. Cooperation between us is required if we are to achieve the fruits of opportunity open to Alaska. And it is a time of unique opportunity. While our oil wealth at this stage is still modest compared to our needs, it will suffice if we manage it wisely. We must use this wealth from our natural resources wherever it is needed to unlock human resources. But we must also make sure that every dollar spent returns the maximum intended benefits to people. This will require careful and continual reexamination of our ongoing programs, as well as diligent evaluation of new proposals. If a program is not producing the desirable and desired human benefits, the dollars must be redirected in a manner in which they will produce. Though it has been wintry in this capital city these past few days, there seems to me to be a spirit of springtime in this building today. It is a rare position we occupy in the offices entrusted to us and which we occupy in time. The beginning of a new decade offering a potential unparalleled in Alaska's history. Working together with the best interests of people ever in mind, we can render that potential into unparalleled achievements in building a better Alaska and a better life for Alaskans. I wish you success in the task that will fall to you in the weeks ahead. I ask your help and assure you of mine so that we can accomplish the job before us. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to the State of the State message presented by Governor Bill Egan here in the House of Representatives of the state capitol in Juneau, Alaska. The entire 20-body members of the Senate, 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, are in the chamber. The 40-membered House are all shaking hands with Governor Egan as he departs now, escorted by Senator Terry Miller of Fairbanks and House of Representatives Eugene Miller of Fairbanks. The galleries are filled, and with a reminder, we'll leave you that Governor Bill Egan's budget message will be given at 8 o'clock this evening, Juneau time, 8 o'clock in the evening. This broadcast coming from the House of Representatives in the state capitol in Juneau.